From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. A study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine raises questions about one of the pivotal principles of managed care. Popularly called gatekeeping, the idea is for a family physician or primary care doctor to manage a patient's care and decide whether and when to refer that patient to specialty care. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, when one of the nation's oldest HMOs eliminated gatekeeping, not much changed.
For 25 years, patients at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare went to specialists only when their primary care doctor thought it was necessary. And that was how the HMO managed patient care and controlled its cost. But recently, Harvard did what a lot of other health plans have done. It responded to the consumer backlash against managed care, consumer anger about being told what to do when. Like other plans, Harvard wanted to keep patients happy and even woo new patients. So when the health plan stopped its gatekeeper policy, Harvard official Dr. Stephen Pearson says it was braced for a big change.
There is this assumption out there that there's a tremendous pent-up demand of people who want to see specialists but who can't in managed care. And so, you know, you lift the gates and all of a sudden they flood into the specialist office.
That was what was expected, but Pearson says that's not what happened.
When the gates were lifted, really not much happened.
Pearson and colleagues at Harvard Medical School analyzed patient visits to specialists for the last 3 years that gatekeeping was in place. Then they counted the number of visits to specialists for a year and a half after the policy was stopped. And surprisingly, they saw no increase except in one case.
There was a tiny uptick, not that much to be, I think, significant at an organizational level, but statistically we did find that more patients started to flow towards orthopedic surgeons and neurologists' office for low back pain after open access to specialists was allowed.
Pearson says the findings of the study should encourage other health plans to consider dropping the policy of gatekeeping. That should make patients happier and, based on the findings of this study, he says, shouldn't lead to financial disaster for HMOs. But that's not necessarily so, says Dr. David Lawrence, who is CEO of the nation's oldest HMO, Kaiser Permanente. In an editorial, Lawrence points out that plans like Harvard and Kaiser are very different than the HMOs most Americans are signed up with. At Kaiser and Harvard, for example, physicians are salaried and therefore have no individual incentives to refer or not refer patients to specialists. More than anything, Lawrence says the results of this study are a testament to the success of highly organized medical groups like Kaiser and Harvard Pilgrim, where patients appear to trust that their primary care doctor and the system works for their best interest. But these groups are relatively unique. They are large groups with many doctors on staff or on contract, often housed in the same building. Lawrence says that's not the case for most Americans.
Most people get their care from doctors who practice alone or practice in groups of less than 10. 85% of physicians are organized that way in the country. And that means that their care is fractured, fragmented. It's what many people describe as a nightmare to navigate.
A nightmare, says Lawrence, unless patients have a primary care doctor they can rely on to help them successfully and safely navigate the system. And it appears that, at least in systems like Harvard Pilgrim, patients view their health plan that way, with or without a gatekeeper. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.